This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, May 9th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Biden holds firm on debt strategy. Tyson reports loss. And USDA doubles methane funding for global reduction effort. Now here's a programming note of an event that you don't want to miss. AgriPulse is hosting a webinar next Monday, May 15th, that on the status of the next farm bill with John Newton, the chief economist for the Senate Ag Committee's minority staff, and Jacqueline Schneider, a former top Democratic staffer on the panel. The discussion will cover a wide variety of issues, including the latest farm program cost projections from the Congressional Budget Office. Those are expected this Friday. AgriPulse executive editor Philip Brasher will moderate the discussion. Now here's today's news. White House, Biden not budging on debt strategy. President Joe Biden meets with congressional leaders today amid the looming crisis over the federal debt ceiling. The president is sticking to his position that the debt ceiling and the federal spending are separate issues and that cannot be linked. He will tell congressional leaders that they must act quickly to avoid default without conditions and discuss a separate process on budget and appropriations, White House economist Joel Gamble told AgriPulse. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has the backing of Senate Republicans in arguing there can't be an increase in the debt ceiling unless Democrats agree to cuts in spending. The House passed the Limit, Save, and Grow Act, which would slash domestic spending programs and eliminate many of the climate-related incentives in the Inflation Reduction Act in exchange for increasing the debt limit. MAGA House Republicans are threatening to default, essentially, which would wreak havoc on working people, seniors, and the middle class, and could also cost millions of jobs while increasing the cost of borrowing, said Gamble. From the GOP view, House Budget Committee Chairman Jody Arrington, the Texas Republican, says the GOP strategy of pairing a debt limit increase with spending disciplines is an unprecedented. The two are not mutually exclusive, he told CNBC yesterday. Tough times in the meat sector. Tyson reports loss. Meatpacking giant Tyson Foods reported yesterday that it lost $46 million in its most recent quarter compared to a profit of more than $1.1 billion in the same time frame a year ago. Tyson reported an adjusted operating income of just $8 million in beef compared to $638 million a year ago and losses of $31 million in pork and $166 million in chicken. While the current protein market is challenging, we have a strong growth strategy in place and are bullish on our long-term outlook, said Tyson President and CEO Donnie King. We saw strong performance in our branded foods business and continue to be laser-focused on meeting consumer needs and planning the future with them. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000-plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. USDA doubles funding for Global Methane Research Sprint. USDA announced a doubling of its funding commitment in support of a global effort to reduce methane emissions from livestock. The money will go to the Global Methane Hub, which is launching an enteric methane research and development accelerator to coordinate and consolidate research. The effort is one of 51 innovation sprints announced by the Agriculture Innovation Mission for Climate, the AIM4C, which is holding its summit in Washington, D.C. A number of those sprints has grown from 30 last fall, and the funding has grown from about $1.3 billion to $3.1 billion. The sprints are financed by non-government entities. Also in methane news, the International Fund for Agriculture Development said it is starting an initiative to help developing countries lower methane emissions from agricultural and small-scale farming. The IFAD program will receive $3 million in support from the Global Methane Hub and $1 million in support from the U.S. State Department. Flooding subsides in parts of the Mississippi River. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is beginning to reopen several upper Mississippi River locks previously closed due to flooding in the river. Water levels in the river have declined over the past week, though levels in Rock Island, Illinois, remain at a major flood stage that, according to gauge readings from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Mike Steenhoek, executive director of the Soy Transportation Coalition, said he expects to see declines continue at Rock Island and other high water areas in the upper river as the week wears on. Now take note, approximately 395,000 metric tons of soybeans were exported during the week of May 4th. That according to USDA. Steenhoek said volumes at this time of year are modest compared to the fall harvest season, pointing to the 2.75 million metric tons exported last year during the week of October 8th. Monthly U.S. pork exports reach a two-year high. The U.S. exported 260,195 metric tons of pork in March. That's a 17% increase over the same time last year and the highest monthly volume since May 2021, according to the U.S. Meat Export Federation. March exports were the ninth largest on record. As to value, the total for March was $724 million, an 18% increase over March of 22. Mexico, the biggest destination for U.S. pork exports in March, but shipments to the Dominican Republic, Malaysia, South Korea, Japan, China, and the Philippines, Australia, and Taiwan were also very strong, according to USMEF. It's great to see U.S. pork exports continue to expand in many of our Western Hemisphere markets, but there is also notable momentum in the Asia-Pacific, said USMEF President and CEO Dan Hallstrom. Ukraine. Russia again stops inspection of Black Sea grain ships. Russian officials have again blocked inspections of vessels trying to enter and leave the Black Sea to ship Ukrainian grain around the globe. That according to Ukraine's infrastructure ministry, there are currently 90 vessels waiting for inspection. A team of Ukrainian, Russian, and Turkish officials in the Bosphorus Strait charged with inspections under the United Nations Black Sea Grain Initiative. Russia's destructive policy makes it impossible to draw up an inspection plan, which requires daily approval by all parties of the inspection plan for both exit and entry, the ministry said. Dean says proposed SNAP work requirement would increase hardship. Addressing an anti-hunger conference yesterday, USDA Food and Nutrition Service Deputy Undersecretary Stacy Dean said changes to Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program work requirements proposed by House Republicans are not justified by the data. When I look at the evidence around some of the things that we've heard discussed in the nutrition space, there's not a whole lot of evidence to support that some of the changes they've discussed would advance us toward our goals of increased economic security and, in fact, would only increase hardship, she said. In their debt ceiling proposal, House Republicans have proposed increasing the age that able-bodied adults without dependents would have to work from 49 to 55. Finally, here's today's He Said It. If we get a degree of reliability and confidence that we can actually measure how much soil carbon is being built up by farmers, we can pay them for that. That former Vice President Al Gore addressing the AIM for Climate Summit yesterday in Washington, D.C. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, May 9th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. The latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. for AgriPulse Daybreak. I'm Jeff Daly.